if you look at clubs that are well supported, and they always seem to find a way, you know. I look at Portsmouth now, fantastic fan base, Portsmouth, and they'll find a way. Somehow they'll find a way out of that. And Brighton did, as you say, nowhere to go, no ground, all seeming lost. But diligent football people in the background, getting the right managers in, getting the right funding, and ending up getting a chairman there who's in a good position with a good company to invest in the club, and he's done fantastic. I mean, you know, the ground is as good as we go to. In fact, it's better than some Premier League grounds. So fair play to him. And now it's just a question of, in that championship, not just having a good team, but having a little bit of luck too. Because I think unless you're Cardiff with the resources they got, all the other teams in that division really are relying on a little bit of faith from above, as well as having a good team. And like a lot of coaches and managers now, you know, playing the game how I think it should be played. You know, they play good football and they're brave. Last year we stopped them playing. We did a good job of that last year. But trust me, if they get into any rhythm, they'll be very, very difficult to, very good, pleasing on the eye for our fans to see. So it's important they play a pure game, that we disrupt that and we bring the little bit of power and pace advantage we have over them and try and get a result. And they've got some good young players. I mean, Buckley, I think he caused us a lot of problems last year. And Mikhail Smith is a great championship player and one of those players, a bit like Lambert, that potentially could step up to the Premier League.